laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
It's a loosey-goosey bonus episode. I'm Bethany.
I'm Kathleen Heaney.
Hi. Oh, and I'm Bethany Watson. Hi, Kathleen Heaney.
Yeah, say your last name, Bethany. You matter. Your last name matters.
It's all about branding.
We're in a weirdly good mood today. I think it's because the weather is so nice here in New York City. It's the middle of November and it's 60 degrees outside.
It's bizarre. It's sunshiny. I have my pine-scented everything going on right now. So it feels, I can pretend there's snow outside. And then there's sun shining on the snow. Yeah. I have YouTube videos on my TV playing where there's a fireplace and then Christmas music playing and there's a crackling something or other.
Yeah.
Everything feels good today.
Everything's coming together. And I also just sent you, look at your phone right now, I sent you pictures of my new West Elm sleeper sofa that just arrived in the Astor mustard velvet.
Beautiful. Neil is sitting on it looking very debonair.
So what's good that's going on in your life, Bethany? Because someone gassed up my barge and all the things I ordered months ago are finally arriving.
You know what? I'm cleaning my apartment. I posted a picture on Instagram. I'm going through some old family photos and getting those framed and hanging those up because I have a lot of old, not like daguerreotype photos, but like not even tin type, but just old, like they look like that Victorian era. Everyone's sitting up super straight. No one's smiling. It's in black and sepia toned that I got from my grandfather before he passed away several years, over a decade ago, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so I'm finally pulling them out and finding frames for them. And like, I don't know, it's really fun. And I'm putting them up in my living room. It's nice to have like these spooky ancestors looking over me. And there's, okay, there's this mystery, Kathleen, that I'm trying to solve.
Oh, tell me.
So there's a photo I have of a woman and a man. They're older in the photo.
Okay.
And on the back, it says that this is Maria and her brother.
Huh.
And that Maria raised 13 children all to maturity, which is like important to note, apparently, at this time.
Well, congratulations, because I know a lot of children that get raised to immaturity.
Hey-o. So then there's another photo I have that's the one I posted on Instagram where it's a woman, a man, and 12 children. And I do have a hard time recognizing faces, but I'm pretty sure that these are the same two people as in the photo of the woman and her brother. It's like the same woman and the same man.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't make sense for a woman and her brother and 12 children to be in the same photo unless like the father died and her brother helped raise them or something. And because there's 12 children, I have to assume that this was the same woman who raised 13 children. And maybe this was like before the 13th child came, right?
So these are family members of yours?
Yes. So Bethany, I'm trying to figure out who this man is. Is this man her brother or her husband?
Maybe, Bethany, your bloodline is a little bit purer than you would like to admit. It's a possibility. It's not unheard of.
Maybe the family tree dipped back around again.
Just ask King Tut, you know? Weird things happen.
Weird things happen. Yeah, I do. So I have to ask my mom if my great-great-grandmother Maria married my great-great-uncle Rasputin is what he looks like.
I have a little bit of an update on the Seattle sex trafficking case, the revenge killing that I did a couple weeks ago. But while we're on the topic of old people.
Yeah.
Poor Neil's grandfather is on his deathbed. It's so sad. Yeah. But Bethany, it's like, this man is ready to die. He's getting to do it on his own terms, which is kind of nice. Like, he's the one who's made all of the decisions to put himself on hospice, to take himself off of all life-saving medications, right? And you have to laugh at some of the things that he has been saying to the family, because at one point he was like, all hopped up on morphine, he wakes out of a stupor and he goes, sell the house. And it's like, yeah, okay, we're going to sell the house. And then the nurse is like, hey, can I get you anything? And he's like, poison. It's like,
It's so strange. It's one of those situations where, because you said like, the hospital said everyone fly in because he's not going to last very long. Yeah. So everyone flew in, and now he's taking a really long time to go.
And
so what do you do?
Okay, so then all of the elder people in Neil's family have been flying in to say goodbye to Pop. And his Aunt Rhoda, I get there, and Rhoda's always, you know those older women, they're always decked out in the most fabulous jewelry.
Absolutely.
I'm like, Rhoda, what baubles are you wearing today? Explain it all to me. And then she starts tugging on her hair because she just got out of the hospital, and she says, look at this. Look at this hair. In the hospital, all the nurses thought it was a wig. Can you believe it? It's my real hair. And she makes me tug on her hair.
Old people are the best. I know. I cannot wait to get to the point where I've stopped caring. Mm-hmm. And you can just say whatever you want because people are like, well, they're old.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, they can just say what, there's no change in their mind now.
And then they start predicting how long each of them are going to live. You know, it's like, oh, he's going to make it to Thanksgiving. But, you know, the other one, he's not going to make it past Friday.
Yeah. I have a family member, too, where it's like, are they going to make it to Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I think so.
You always mark it by the holidays.
Yep. A couple weeks ago, I did not think they were going to make it to Thanksgiving, but spite alone is making this person make it to Thanksgiving.
So the next one is Christmas. Are they going to make it to Christmas? Nobody knows.
Yeah. No one knows. Do you want to? Yeah, let's talk about the update on this true crime story, because especially with more current true crime, we want to make sure that we give updates so that we're not, you know, especially for the victim. We want to make sure that victims are actually treated like victims, if they are truly victims.
So a couple episodes ago, episode number here, dentist.
Hey guys, Dennis here. I've been editing multiple projects for the last I don't know how many weeks, so my brain is kind of shot and I can't feel my eyeballs, and I think that I might be losing my lower intestine. I think it was like two episodes ago that this happened. I can't keep track because I don't even know what day it is. Now back to the show.
I was talking about John Eisman. He's a 6-year-old father from Spokane, Washington, and he allegedly killed his daughter's boyfriend because the boyfriend allegedly, his name is Andrew Sorensen, allegedly sold John Eisman's underage daughter into a sex trafficking ring in Seattle. Now, police have since come out and said that their investigation, nothing corroborates with there being a sex trafficking ring involved in this murder.
Yeah, it sounds like dad may have made this up.
Or daughter made this up and dad overreacted.
Yeah, so the really sad thing, did you read about the boyfriend?
Now there's some information coming out that the boyfriend, Andrew Sorensen, he was adopted out of foster care and had several disabilities, including cerebral palsy, autism, and developmental delays. So if this is true, this alleged killing by the father is insane, because someone with those kind of developmental delays they're not going to be able to fight back. It's like killing somebody who literally cannot defend themselves.
So it's looking worse and worse. So again, and the family too of the boyfriend was saying, like, please withhold judgment. All of these claims of sex trafficking are making all of this pain that we're feeling even worse. So it's, you know, it sounds like dad took some ideas from a Liam Neeson movie and decided that was maybe the story he was going to tell. The also interesting thing is that they initially put up a GoFundMe for his legal fees, and GoFundMe took it down pretty quickly. And so his legal fees, they've raised like $60,000 on a different website. I think it's like a Christian kind of GoFundMe, and that's where they've been raising money. But GoFundMe took it down.
I'm wondering if GoFundMe is starting to look into some of these cases, you know, before they allow people to raise all this money.
I wonder, because how many times have you heard of a GoFundMe that was going and funding someone who didn't have the thing they were claiming they had? I mean, it's just like a really easy way to raise money and do nothing for it if you're a fraudster.
That's why you have to, before you donate to anybody, you have to check it out.
Yeah.
You got to hit the Googs. There was a girl I went to high school with. Her and her boyfriend, after Hurricane Sandy hit the East Coast, they raised money that they said that they were going to donate to Sandy victims. And then the two of them took off with all the money and lived in Costa Rica for a number of years. And Apparently, she's back in the States. She and the boyfriend are no longer together, from what I hear through the grapevine, and they paid all the money back. But, like, wow.
Wow. I mean, is that...
I think she majored in accounting in college. Like, damn.
Well, then she just keeps good tabs on all the fake money she has.
I know.
Okay. Jeez.
Bethany, now that Neil is taking a break from work, because, you know, he quit his job without a plan.
Yeah.
He said that one of his main goals for this time off for himself was to read. And I was like, hold the phone. I have to tell you about Scribd. Like, I know you've heard me mention it before, but you were still in your work brain and now you're on your non-work brain. Here is Scribd. Wired calls it Netflix for books. And I couldn't agree more, because Scribd has everything from books to magazines to educational documents to podcasts to sheet music, like anything that could keep you entertained for hours, Scribd is your service.
Yeah. If you like audiobooks, Scribd has it. If you like ebooks, Scribd has it. If you want recommendations the way that your streaming services recommend shows you might like, Scribd has that for you too. I love it because I can get all my Agatha Christie stories either in ebook or audiobook, sometimes both, with Scribd, and I don't have to try and find, you know, these hard to find either out of print or just I don't have time to go to a bookstore books.
It's like having the world's most fascinating library at your fingertips, all for just $9.99 a month. And Bethany and I always say that our favorite people in our lives are the curious people. And Scribd, if you want to get your curious on, this is the service for you.
They have automated suggestions and hand-curated picks, so it's easier than ever to choose your next book. You can easily switch between titles and genres and formats right from their app. And they have all of these great new works from celebrated authors like Roxane Gay, Charles Yu, and more, premiering exclusively on Scribd.
You know those cooking magazines that you see at the checkout line in the grocery store? I'm always tempted to buy them. I know, Bethany, you're probably not.
Never.
but if you're like me and you love cooking, you're like, oh, do I get this random cooking magazine to try whatever is on their front cover? Scribd has all of those magazines, Bethany.
So right now, Scribd is offering our listeners a free 60-day trial. Go to try.scribd.com/taste for your free trial.
That's try.scribd.com/taste to get 60 days of Scribd for free. Do you have any holiday parties that you've been invited to yet so far this year?
Just you.
Yes, that's right. You and dentists are going to come over for the holidays. I'm very excited to have you two over.
Yes, you invited us and we are grateful. But you do have, Kathleen, you have a couple holiday parties coming up.
Holiday parties, yeah. And I was chatting with a friend today who told me about, Bethany, you're going to be so angry when you hear about this. I'm pulling up the text message right now.
Please tell me it's not a gender reveal holiday party combo.
Can you imagine? That's such,
Oh, you know it's happening.
Goodness gracious. First of all, I don't like gender reveal parties because gender and sex and all that kind of stuff, it's just... Let's not do reveals because it could change down the line. You never know.
It could change.
Okay. My friend told me our CEO is forcing us to have a Christmas party and it is required. Oh, God. It is required that we dress up as Santa, Mrs. Claus, or an elf. It's ridiculous. We are all pissed. He's letting everybody in the company expense $50 towards the costumes. And you're not allowed to do just like elf ears or something like that. They specifically said it can only be these three things. They asked about reindeer. Reindeer are not allowed. And you're not allowed to just wear a Santa hat or an elf headband. Everybody needs to be in full costume.
What kind of company is this?
I can't even tell you. I don't want to give you too many details. I'll tell you when we're not on the pod.
Can you say what industry it is?
Food.
So it's like... A restaurant.
Not necessarily, but it's the food industry.
It's the food industry. Okay.
It makes me so mad.
Kathleen, I actually freaking love this. Why does it make you mad?
Because I hate spending money on a costume. Okay, and I get that they're allowed to expense $50.
Yeah.
Here's the best way to do a holiday party. My friend Pam just had this happen to her. The boss was like, hey, we all live in different areas. Nobody really wants to get together. Zoom holiday parties are lame. I'm giving everybody $200 to go out to dinner anywhere you want, and then send me the receipt and I will reimburse you.
That's amazing.
And they could go out to dinner with whomever they want. You could actually... say that ShopRite is a restaurant and then just get $200 worth of groceries for the week. Who cares?
Okay, here is why Why else do you hate this? Because, okay, so you get $50. So it's basically like $50 or under, it's a free costume. And you love a party.
Okay, but you know that you're going to spend more than $50. I do love a party, but you know that you're going to spend more than $50. And therefore, this is why I hate Halloween too. I love spooky season, but I hate wasting money that I don't need to spend on Halloween costumes or stupid costumes like this for holiday parties.
Okay, so if you were able to stay under 50, let's say you found a costume online, it was $40. So shipping, you were able to get shipping, you were able to get it in time.
Yeah.
Would you then be down for the party?
No. Bethany, I dare you to find a female elf costume that's not slutty.
So you're mostly angry because of the $50.
And I want to wear what I want to wear, and I don't want to dress up like a GD elf. What if you're Jewish? What if you're Muslim? It's bullshit.
Well, you could argue that Santa is non-secular, but he is sort of still connected to Christmas.
He's Christian.
No, he is secular. He's not. Yeah, you're right. He's not Christian, but he's still part of Christmas, which is Christian. Okay.
Okay. Tell me why this excites you.
I love the idea of everyone being required to be all in. And this is what it pings for me. First of all, do they have to go to the party?
Yeah.
So it's mandatory attendance.
Mandatory attendance.
Amazing. So I tweeted, I don't know, a couple months ago, just putting some feelers out there. Mm-hmm. If I threw a party in an old haunted mansion and required everyone to learn the choreography to Everybody, Backstreet's Back, would you go to this party? Because I want a party that looks exactly like the music video for Everybody, Backstreet's Back, where you're dressed in trashy, sort of torn up Victorian garb, and then at some point, everyone knows the dance, and you start dancing in the middle of the room that has the big swirl on it from the Casper movie.
Okay,
that's what I want. I want a party that looks like a party. I want a party that if you watch Underworld, the OG, and like the Amelia, the head vampire, is about to arrive on the train, spoiler alert, she's going to get decimated by the lichens. But anyway, everyone is like at the mansion looking all hot and vampire like.
Yeah.
You throw a party and some people show up looking like schlubs. Mm. I want a party that everyone's all in. If we filmed this party, it would look like you were all extras from like the best extra casting agency ever. This is what this workplace is trying to create, and I love it.
Oh, see, I get like color coordination. What if I just want to wear a nice dress and elf ears? Why can't I do that? That is forbidden.
Because you're not all in.
All right.
You're not being all in. This owner is trying to create a mise en scène of holiday fun, and they want you to all look amazing for the photo. They're trying to create a Whoville, and you're all going to look like the Who's down in Whoville, and it breaks the realism if all of the Who's down in Whoville look great except for one douchebag who's the boyfriend of, you know, Charlie, is wearing jeans and a dirty t-shirt and an elf hat.
Okay, now let me throw another sort of like factor into this ring of holiday cheer ?
Okay.
As a plus-sized human, it also adds another layer of distress for me because it's hard to find nice plus-size costumes. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And
this is where I think some creativity has to come into it.
Okay.
Because I think like the rules don't say you have to buy a quote unquote proper costume.
That's
you
true.
Just have to look like this thing.
Okay.
So maybe you find like you go to a thrift store or you go on Slamazon and you find a green skirt and you find a green turtleneck. And you find, I don't know, you make construction paper pointy things for the tips of your shoes.
Yeah.
Like it involves a little bit more work, but like I think you can do it.
I think, if the CEO wants everybody to do this, he needs to give all of his employees 2 days off to work on their costumes.
I also think that's right. I think that should be the case. When is this party?
December sometime.
And so they've already been given a heads up. I love it.
Okay. All right.
I think it's great.
So I'm going to give you the information for the CEO, and you can write and ask if you can attend.
Let's do a really quick.
It's in Minnesota.
It is?
Yeah, it's in Minnesota.
Oh, that makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I'm going to look for plus-sized woman elf costume.
By the way, we got a voicemail from an anonymous taste bud who was talking about going to the mall and finding a dress for an award ceremony where she was going to get an award, and how as a plus size woman, it was like a little bit distressing, and then also stockings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to tell you, stockings. You have to check out the company Sheertex. This is not an ad. Sheertex. Have you heard of this, Bethany? Sheertex?
No, uh-uh.
Best stocking company ever. They won't rip, and they go all sizes. I think they go up to 3X, and they've got, you know how sometimes plus size stockings, they don't come in those like really cute holiday cheerful designs, you know, polka dots and whatnot.
Yeah.
They have all of those designs, all the special colors in all the sizes, and it's one of my favorite companies.
How do you spell the tex in Sheertex?
Sheertex, Sheertex.
Okay. And by the way, I found many plus size elf costumes for like $25, $35. Now,
great.
Am I against the fact that this is just wasteful because everyone's being forced to buy a costume they'll never wear again? Yes.
Yeah.
But am I happy that it's stimulating the economy with someone else's money? Absolutely. You know, getting these companies back up off the ground.
So, okay, here's another layer I'd like to add to it. The CEO gives everybody enough money to buy a handmade costume from Etsy.
Sure.
Right? Then you're
That'd be great.
Really stimulating the economy.
Yeah, definitely. And I can see, like, would it make more sense to be giving like $75?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's a better dollar amount,
mm-hmm.
Especially for something so stupid. Like, I hope these people are paid a livable wage, because if I found out that I was not being paid a livable wage, but they were giving out free money to dress everyone like an elf, I'd be kind of pissed.
But that's the thing. I think that every company should just give Christmas bonuses in the form of gift cards, so you don't need to pay taxes on them. Whatever you're going to spend on the holiday party, divide that up by the amount of employees you have. No holiday party, just give everybody a bonus.
I think that's right. I've said this before, but it's been a while since I've said it, so I'm going to tell it again because it's one of my favorite stories about working at the bank.
Yeah.
They didn't want to have a holiday party in any way. Because even acknowledging that there was a holiday in December, they were afraid it would offend people. So, like, it would offend, you know, Jewish people who didn't celebrate Christmas. It would offend Christians who didn't celebrate Hanukkah. It would offend everyone who didn't celebrate Kwanzaa. It would offend people who didn't celebrate anything and didn't want to be reminded.
Yeah.
So instead, in February, they had a jungle party.
Yeah.
And so
I don't
we
think
all...
you've ever told this story on the pod before. I've never heard this.
Not. And they were definitely connected because we were told via email, we're not having a holiday party this December. Instead, in February, we will have a jungle party.
Oh my God.
And I just remember thinking, like, this feels weird.
Yeah.
On many levels.
Well, I'm offended because I don't like jungles. I don't like bugs, and I don't like hot, sticky weather.
Well, and I had one of my colleagues who worked very closely with me at the bank was a Black woman.
Yeah.
And she was like, February is Black History Month. I don't like that there's a jungle party in Black History. Like she said, like even that to her felt very weird. I was like, yes.
What's
that also feels weird.
I mean, a winter wonderland party. Does snow offend anybody?
I think that the bank was so worried.
Yeah.
About anything being perceived as in any way being happy about December.
Yeah. I mean, the year's ending. That's a reason to be happy. Year end party.
But what if the bank was offending people who had loved that year? And they
it's
did.
True.
I think the bank was like so in its head because it's such a huge corporation that it didn't want to make anyone mad.
And then also, what if your cultural new year is not January
1st? Right. So it's just like, fuck. You know what? Jungles. Everyone loves jungles. Who does? And February sucks because it's short and cold and dark. We're going to make a happy jungle party in February.
Okay, this is my ideal holiday party. You get an invitation. It is for exactly 30 minutes long. And also, you're allowed to show up to 15 minutes late. So the max you have to be there is 15 minutes. You get two tickets, one drink voucher, and then one appetizer plate voucher. Everybody sits around. They say hello to everybody. There's like a greeting line, right? You drink your drink. You eat a plate full of French fries and shitty chicken fingers or whatever the vegan equivalent is. And then you get the F out.
Kathleen, that is like speed dating, but for parties.
The best party ever. The best holiday Christmas party ever.
And you know that the mood would be so high because everyone's
jolly.
Laughing so hard because they're going so quickly through the greeting line, like the end of a wedding, but everyone's on cocaine. And so it's just like, hi, 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 hi. And everyone's laughing.
There's a 3-minute dance break. Like, they're going to play.
Hell yeah.
Like, they're going to play some. The DJ comes and he's going to put a song like on double the speed and everybody dances for 3 minutes and you get the equal amount of sweaty had you been on the dance floor for a full hour.
Kathleen, you need to be in charge.
Mm-hmm.
You need to. You know how like Chrissy Teigen had a Squid Game party that cost like so much money and she invited all her rich friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Like whoever designed that party, you need to be someone like that who designs these crazy fast parties for really rich people or corporations, because then you make a ton of money and no one has to do anything they want to do for more than 15 minutes.
The In-N-Out Party Corporation.
Okay, well, I feel like that's a really uncomfortable name.
In-N-Out. Bang, bang. Our tagline is bang, bang, let's party.